say I appreciate the opportunity to be in the Lord's house.
Yeah.
Say that a lot, but few and far between here lately.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
It lets you know that's what a lot of this stuff has done for me. It let me know how precious this place really is.
Yeah. Bless you, brother.
I love it.
Yeah.
Grew up in it about all my life.
Yeah.
And it's still that precious to me.
Amen.
You miss it a couple times. It just, you get a longing.
Yeah.
For this place.
Sure. Bless you, brother.
And it's just four walls and a roof and ceiling, carpet. That's all it is, but it's special. It's got... I can serve the Lord wherever I'm at, Brother Josh.
Sure, no doubt.
I've had blessings. I've shouted. I've sung. I preached a little bit in all kind of different places.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got a little places on the side of the road we can go to. And I drive up and down the road. I drive a cement truck. And I drive all over the place, up through here and LJ and Ball Ground and all kind of places. And I see these little places on the side of the road. And it just gets me, no matter what kind of day I'm having, Brother Josh, I just drive down the road and it seems like, you feel like I'm just far away from everybody in the world. And I see these little places on the side of the road. And it just gives me, I don't know, it just gives me a joy to see it, knowing that God's give us a place that we can get to.
And
to take our eyes off the rest of what we're looking at. Because I go to work, and you go to work, and places and schools and things, and the news and everything else that you see. It just, it's heartbreaking. It is the way people do, the way people act, and it's always been that way in the world. It's just more showed to you. It's more in your face than it used to be. You used to didn't hear about certain things that you do some more. It ain't that they didn't take place. It ain't that they didn't happen. It's just that you see it more than you used to this evening. But you just pray for us. I got some little thought, maybe a little scripture on her heart. That we kind of had this week, didn't have a whole lot of time to look at it, didn't have a lot of time as we wanted to get off of the Lord, but we had a little bit of time there, and this is what He's given us, and you pray for us. Very familiar scripture out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 14. Here it's a very familiar scripture, very familiar story, maybe even kind of a familiar thought, but that's just what I got, Brother Josh, and I've learned in the years that I've been preaching that not to worry about that, not to worry trying to come up with anything new or anything like that. There ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new under the sun. It's all been preached pretty much, and I've been thought about. It's just my job and our job to preach it, tell it, and hear it, what thus saith the Word of God. You just pray for us for a little bit this morning. But got your Bible, St. Matthew, chapter number 14, start with verse number 22 here. Bible says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get onto a ship and go and to go before him and unto the other side. And while he sent the multitudes away, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up unto a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And Peter and said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, He walked on water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come unto the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And then when they were come over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out unto all the country around about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they may only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole this evening. Now you just pray for us that the Lord might be able to just get in the midst of us, and I can get me out of the way for a little bit. And like I said, I know this being a familiar scripture, and knowing this being this evening, but you just pray for us that we just get where we need to get. Hear this scripture that we all know this scripture, been preached so many times, but I was thinking about this evening that about what Peter did there. We all know that how he went up there to the mountain, this being after that the five loaves and the two fishes there, and how that he had blessed and took that little bit and made a lot out of it, had much to take up after that. The Bible says that here he went apart into the mountain to pray, to be alone there. And he told the disciples to get there in the ship. And he said, go over to the other side this evening. And the Bible says that they got in that ship. And they got out there in the midst of the water. And the Bible said there come up a great storm. And it's just tossing them about. And the Lord sitting up there on the mountain. And he looked down and he seen them down there in that ship. Seen them just getting tossed. And just getting rocked with the waves. But the Bible says that he got down from that place. And he walked there upon the water. But them men were so scared. They were so afraid that when they seen it, they said it was a spirit. It was a ghost. It's something. We're going to die. We're scared to death. The Bible said that this man, he cried out to him and said, don't be a fear. This is just this evening. They still scared to death, Brother Josh. But old Peter, Peter looked at him and said, Lord, if it be you, I said, bid me to come unto you. I'm walking on the water. And the Bible said that he said, just come on. And he said that he stepped out of the ship and started walking there upon the water this evening towards the Lord. And the Bible said he was doing just fine until he got to looking at the winds that was around him and the waves that was blowing this morning. And the Bible said that when he seen them, he began to sink. And when he started going down, he had to cry out and look up and said, Jesus, save me. me. And thank God the Lord reached out his hand and he caught him this evening.
Bless you,
he caught him as he was going down. Thank God. Peter, he's doing fine this evening until he stopped looking at the Lord. Now, I don't know him. I just had a little thought. I'm sitting there at work looking at her, our logs there at work, and her tickets, and I'm going back and forth with her phone trying to figure out how to get where we was going, Brother John. This evening. And I guess I've been looking at it for a good while. I'm trying to figure out what I was doing this evening. And I looked up after I got done with that. It seemed like everything around me just blurry. This evening. I don't know if you've ever done that where you look at something so long, your phone or something. It seemed like everything else. I just get blurry. You get focused on one little thing. I just blind everything out. But I'm glad this morning that we knew that. This world, Brother Josh, you see it like I see it. You know how it goes. How folks are just fighting one another. Just doing this and doing that. Sickness all around you. But I'm glad this morning that I can fix my eyes on something. Thank God that the rest of everything around me, I can just disappear. I can have a peace and a calm assurance with what God's given me.
Amen. Bless you all.
He's given me something to look at. A little bit of sight. And I'm glad you read what you read this morning. I was in between some things. I wonder about what I was going to do. And you preachers know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to get sent. And he read that scripture. I thank God about those things that are not seen. But those things that are seen are just temporal. Just temporal. How about those things that aren't seen? Thank God. Who are they not seen to, Brother Josh? They used to not be seen by me. They used to be unseen to me. But thank God, since I turned my life over to Christ, thank God, there have become some things that I don't have to see. But there's something that I used not to. I can see clearly.
Amen.
Yeah, thank God. There's some things that I thought was pretty clear. I just see them, Brother Josh. Yeah. Now, there's some things that I didn't have a bit of look into that I can see. I can see it. I don't tell you I know everything. I ain't going to tell you I can see everything. But thank God I got a vision of something. I got a look into something. Brother Josh, not just a world head, but the world head.
Amen. Bless you, Lord. Bless your heart, Lord.
I got a vision where I'm at. Where I left from and what I stepped into. Thank God. I got into a good place. Thank God. Where the Lord said it was good. And it is. I didn't know. John and James, I believe it was, maybe Peter. I might have been Peter. That was over. Where the Bible said they seen some strange things. I remember that. I already said we seen strange things. But old Peter, I believe it was, said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Thank God. It's good for us to be where God wants us to be.
Amen. Sure.
I'm thankful for what I got. But I thought about over there. Another scripture. The Bible talks about an old prophet by the name of Eli. The Bible said that his eyes had grown dim. His eyes had just he got old. Brother John, he got just tired. And he got slack to some things. And the Bible says that in those days the word of God it was precious because there was no open vision, Brother Josh. They couldn't see. They couldn't get a sight of something. Thank God. But I'm glad that there was a little woman over there that had a desire for the Lord to send her a little man child. And the Bible said she got over there and she prayed and she prayed until she didn't even have any more words coming out. She was just praying. And the man of God marked her lips, Brother Josh. He thought she was drunk. I thought something was wrong with her. But this woman had a desire in her heart to receive something from God. When's the last time, Brother Josh, that you got to a place where you desired it so much that you left everything behind and called on the name of the Lord?
Amen. Bless your heart.
This woman had a desire.
Sure.
She was barren, Brother Josh. Her husband had a wife that could bear children. But she couldn't. She couldn't marry. And now that her wife made fun of her and laughed at her because of it. And her husband even told him, "Hadn't I been better to you than any many children?" But yet she desired to have it. I didn't let nobody talk her out of it. I didn't let nobody downplay it. This woman had a desire to have a child. And the Bible said that she prayed for it. And she said, "Lord, if you give me this child, I'll give him back to you."
Amen.
She did. And she done just that. Sure. The Bible said the Lord told her, "I'm going to give you this child."
Yeah.
Thank God. And the Bible says she had that child. She named this child Samuel. "For I have asked him of the Lord."
Yeah.
Thank God. But the Bible said that this little child, she said, "I'd give him back to you." The Bible said that she, when she had weaned him, she took him down there and gave him to the man of God. And there for a while, she make him a little coat and send it to him. But this mama loved that boy. But old Eli, up there, I ain't got no open vision. Eyes done went dim. And the Bible said, "Ere the lamp of the Lord went out, it was getting flickery." But thank God, there's going to be somebody that was going to get some sight about him. Thank God. The Bible said that night, Samuel heard a voice. I said, "Samuel, Samuel." And he got up and he went in there. I said, "Eli, here am I, for thou didst call me." And he said, "Son, I didn't call you. You're going to have to go lay back down." And the Bible said he laid back down. And he heard a voice again. "Samuel, Samuel." Thank God. Three times, Brother Josh, this voice spoke to him. Eli didn't know who it was. But at that third time, he said, "I perceive that it's the Lord." Thank God. The Bible said, he said, "Samuel, I want you to go this time. I want you to lay down. But this time when you hear a voice, I want you to say, 'Say on, Lord.'"
Yeah.
serve it here. I thank God. And he laid down on that night. The Lord told him, I thank God about the message. And early in the morning, Eli's sitting there just waiting. I was just wanting to hear something from the Lord. Eli said, Samuel, what did the Lord say to you? Tell me all of it. And hold nothing back.
Amen.
Listen, Lord.
That's right.
I want to hear something. Yeah. What'd you see, Samuel? There wasn't no open vision, Brother John. But thank God the Lord showed somebody something. Now, he's been showing some people something. All through the time. He's been showing them something. Been showing them something. Telling them about something that was coming. Something that was going to come and take away the sin of the world.
Yeah.
Something that was going to be the perpetuation for their sins.
Yeah.
Because man's sin was great.
Sure.
It was. It was great. He told them. He said, the sins of your fathers, you're going to fill up the measure of it. And when Jesus came along, they was right on track. I'm filling that thing up. I'm just building it up and building it up. But he said, there's one that I'm going to send to you that's going to help. That's going to take away that sin.
Yes.
I thank God for the marriage between God and man. I had been broken. But thank God Jesus I was going to come and die. I had to bind that marriage back together. Between God and man for the separation. But he couldn't get to him. His sin separated him. But thank God he said, I'm coming to give you that love this evening.
Amen. Yeah.
But many of them, when he got there, they act like as though they never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Act as though they never even saw it. There, they didn't know what Jesus had told them. God had showed them. God had given it to them. I told them it was coming. But yet they wouldn't watch it. Except there was a few little men that sit out there in the field. Thank God, and they saw a little soul in the sky.
Yeah.
I thank God they was watching, Brother Josh. They was waiting on something to come. Thank God they had a vision of it.
Amen. Bless your heart.
When it seemed like did nobody else have it.
Yeah.
They had it. There was an old man in there when they took the Lord in the temple. I sat there waiting on him, wasn't
sure.
He was waiting on him. As soon as they laid that child in his arms, I thank God he knew. He said, let thy servant die in peace. For I seen the salvation come unto Israel. I thank God he said, coming, Brother Josh. And he got to behold it. For those to ever behold something, to ever see it and grasp it in their hand, they're going to have to look for it.
Amen. Yeah, bless your heart.
Bible says without a vision, people perish. They do. People quit looking at what God's given us. And they look at what we don't got.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
They keep trying to pile things up in a pile and put them off over yonder somewhere.
Yeah.
Quit piling all your treasures and everything up somewhere else.
Yeah.
What did God give you? He give us what we need.
Sure.
We got everything.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing out of reach. He's got it all. He gave it to us.
Sure.
You read the lens of this book, it'll tell you what you got.
Yeah.
It'll tell you every bit of what you got.
Yeah.
It'll tell you where you at.
It will.
Sure.
More and more I read this book, and more I realize what I have.
Yeah.
Not more and more I realize what I'm going to have. I realize what I have.
Yeah.
What's mine?
Yeah.
I'm his and he is mine. Ain't he everything?
Sure.
Ain't he everything?
Amen.
What else would you be waiting on if he's everything, if you got him?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing to wait on. Ain't nothing to... There ain't nothing to keep longing after. Thank God if he's everything and you got him, thank God you got everything.
Amen.
You got access to him. Thank God you got access to everything.
Yes, amen.
Says he owns the cattle of a thousand hills, the hills thereof. He owns all things.
Amen.
Don't go without. People starve in a land of plenty.
Yeah.
It does. I've done it myself. Feel like I was just dry and barren, didn't have nothing. Why? If you open your eyes and look, see where you're at. Look, see what God's give you. Thank God I got a river that flows without end, Brother Josh. I'm in a city with no end. I'm in a land, thank God, that don't end. I got joy and peace. But thank God if I keep my eyes on him, it won't end.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
I got that.
Bless
your
heart.
People say this world's just gonna get worse and worse and wax worse and worse. They quote it. They'll say it and quote it like it says it in the Bible, but it don't.
Yeah.
That this world's gonna wax worse and worse.
Bless him, Lord.
This world's always been wicked.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ever since man fell in the garden, it didn't take long from when man fell in the garden over there to Noah's days when he was about to destroy. It didn't take long, did it?
Now.
It didn't take long for him to look and see man's imagination. Now, everything is hard. It was an evil continuum.
Yeah.
It didn't take long.
Now.
It's been a long time from Noah to now.
Yeah.
How bad do you think man's got? It's just as bad as it was.
Sure.
It's just as bad as it always was.
Yeah.
Man's always loved his own, always drawn around away from his own lust and his own enticements.
Yeah.
He's always, his flesh has always desired to be against God. Its mind's not subject to the law of God, and neither indeed can be. That's all it wants to do is just do what feels good to it. What feels good to you don't feel good to me. What feels good to me don't feel good to you, but I tell you this, if it all goes against what God said, it's wrong and sinful.
Amen.
Ain't no big sins, ain't no little sins with God, it's just sin.
Bless you, Lord.
He's talking about at work the other day. He was talking about murder and stuff like that. He said if somebody murdered, they gotta be worse, don't they? Or if somebody does this, they gotta be worse, don't they? Sin is sin. And if you continue in sin, then you just sinner. That's just all it is. But thank God I'm glad. This man you look at right here, he does things that he don't like to do sometimes. But I'm glad there's something on the inside of me, the Brother Josh. That the night the Lord saved it, sanctified it, and sealed it, it's been perfect since the day he gave it to me.
Amen.
It's perfect.
Yes.
They don't sin, they don't know sin, and ain't going to sin.
Right.
This man you looking at ain't going to heaven either.
Yeah.
It's going back to the dust.
Yeah.
Which it come from.
Amen.
Thank God there's something on the inside going back to God who gave it.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just talking about some things I can see.
Yeah.
I've seen some things. I can see some things.
Yeah.
I can see a little bit more, The more I travel. Do I get my eyes locked in? Do I get my eyes set on things? All folks talk about them blinders on. I don't want to put no blinders on. I know what's going on in this world. Breaks my heart, and I want to help folks. I want to do what I can for them. But I can't let it hinder my walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. I got family, Brother Josh, and I love to get in the house of the Lord. I love them to get saved. But I ain't getting down there in the hog pen with them. I just ain't. I'm not going to water in it with them. I'm not going to let it hinder my walk with the Lord. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to talk to them when I can. I'm going to give them all I can to live a life in front of them. But I ain't watering in a hog pen with them. I've seen better than that.
Bless him, Lord.
I seen one night, Brother Josh. I seen where I was headed.
Yeah.
Night I was supposed to announce my calling to preach. I didn't do it. All that week long, he let me see where I was headed. I didn't like it. He didn't come jerk a knot in my head. He didn't drag me. He didn't make me do nothing. Thank God he showed me where I was headed, what I was doing.
Yeah.
He just let me see a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. Thank God he's let me see some blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
Some wonderful things in God's Word. He's let me see folks that was dragging on the bottom and didn't seem like they was ever going to get up. I've seen them leap pews and jump and shout all over the place for a job. He's let me see those. I'm glad. I know I ain't that old, but I did get to grow up in that generation of some of them older ones before they died out. Some of them older ones down there at U Harley, some of the Wilmer Masses, and some all of them older ones before they left out. I got to grow up from them. Some of them Horace Streetmans and some of them they know what the gospel was. They didn't just talk it on Sunday, but thank God they lived it every day of their life. Thank God folks growing up had heroes. Once my age had heroes, Brother Josh. Baseball player, football players, basketball players, and I like watching it. But thank God I got next to some of them growing up, and I got to see something in them men and women that gave me a vision. They were my heroes.
Amen. Bless y'all.
I wanted to be like him.
Yeah.
And Bud Bill Hollins and some of them that just had the Spirit of God about a mama and papa. I'd sit there and see them shout and they'd scare me to death. But thank God there was something on the inside that churned and had a desire. I seen it. Louise Streetman, she'd get up all my life, Brother Josh. She never kept her seat when she started shouting. No. She'd run everywhere she went.
Yeah.
Every single time she'd get up and run. I seen her run circles around you, Stephen, and a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, that's just foolishness, ain't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, little child. I've seen that, and I want it.
Yeah.
I wanted it.
Yeah.
I wanted and desired that.
Yeah.
Thank God it was there for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
They didn't take it with them, Brother Josh. They didn't take it with them.
Yeah.
You remember Elijah over there when Elisha followed him? He seen something in him, didn't he? Yeah. Thank God he did. He seen something in him. He followed him. He said, many a time, he told him, he said, you stay right here. I'm going to go on a little further. No. He said, as the Lord liveth, our Lord God liveth, and thy soul liveth, I'm going where you're going.
Yeah.
Thank God. I got over to Jordan, Brother Josh. He said, I'm going to go over the other side. I said, you stay right here. And he said, as the Lord God liveth and I so liveth, I'm going with you. Brother Johnson got to a point where he said, boy, what do you want? I
want to know how you've followed me all this way. What do you want? He said, I just want a double portion of thy spirit. Yeah. That's what I want. He said, you've asked a hard thing. He said, but if you are with me when I leave, it shall be granted to you. I thank God they got out there in the midst of Jordan. And there come a whirlwind. They picked up old Elijah and carried him off. And old probably old Elijah just looking. Saying, well, there he goes. There goes my double portion. But thank God boy, we're sitting there. There comes something floating out of heaven. What was it? It was his mantle. Why along with his double portion?
Yeah. Amen.
He seen it.
Sure.
Listen more.
He wasn't the only one seen it. There was a bunch of them seen it, didn't they? But they didn't get no double portion like old Elisha did they? Because they kept wondering where'd he go. Where's he at? Where'd he head off to? They told him, said, don't you know he's going to be taken from me? He said, yeah, I know. But just hold your peace. Thank God he got what he's after. He was looking for something. Thank God he got a hold of it. You read Elijah and Elisha's life. Elijah performed 8 miracles. Elijah, thank God, performed 16. He got his double portion.
Amen. Amen.
He got what he's looking for.
Sure.
He held on to it.
Amen.
What are you looking for? What are you looking at? Is what you see, is it any good? The situation you find yourself in, does it look any good? Does it feel any good?
Bless you.
If it ain't, would you like to change that?
Yeah.
Some folks just rather stay where they're at, Brother Josh.
Yeah.
They'd rather stay where they're at.
Yeah, bless you.
They say all day long, I want to change my circumstances. I want to change it. But yet they don't do nothing about it.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
Doing the same thing every day, every week, every month, every year. Doing the same thing, living the exact same way, expecting something different to happen. It ain't going to happen. You can turn over a new leaf if you want to. You can try your best to act right. You can stop drinking. You can stop doing all these things if you want to. You can. But it ain't going to change your circumstances. It ain't going to change your life. It's good to do those things, and I hope you do. But unless you get the Lord. David said, if it had not been for the Lord whom was on my side, my soul had almost wept in silence. David was a man of war. He slayed Goliath, the lion, the bear, anointed king, fought many battles. But he seen who it was that was on his side. He seen who it was. If not, he probably would have walked out there with that. Face Goliath, would have put Saul's armor on, would have had a spear and a sword. You know what would have happened to David? He probably died right there in that field. Yeah. Well, yet old David took him a trip by the brook, got him 5 smooth stones, and went out there and fought a battle with the Lord. He knew the Lord had given him the lion and the bear. He said, this uncircumcised Philistine will be one of them. God was on. He could see that. He's saying it. Don't lose your vision of what God's given you.
Amen.
It'll do you good. It's good for you to look and see where you're at. Look, see where you're at, see where you're headed. You need to come to a conclusion whether you want to change that or not.
Bless you.
And so if y'all come get me a verse of some song, I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you need. Like I told you, it's just a familiar scripture, familiar message, maybe a familiar thought. That's just what I got. That's what I come with.
Bless you, Lord.
Try to do my best. We'll probably scatter it up here and there, but I give you what I feel like I need to give you.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, brother.
Can't give you any more. I ain't got no big wisdom to give to you. If it don't come from the Lord, I can give you scripture. I might can quote you some, write you some down, but if it ain't got the spirit, and if you won't listen to it, it ain't going to do you a bit of good.
Amen.
If it ain't got the spirit of God, you won't listen to it, you won't do nothing about it. It won't do you a bit of good. It'll just be another message that you heard, and then you'll just go back to the house. Or if you're watching there on Facebook Live, live stream, whatever you're watching on, if you hear it, just be another message that you heard, and you'll just go right on down the road.
Amen.
It won't do you a bit of good. This word's right here. These words right here on this page, it can be just like a newspaper, or it can be life to you.
Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
Be honest with you, there's been a million times I've read it, and it was just like a newspaper. Just words on a page. But there's been a few times, Brother Josh, that I've got in there all by myself and got to reading it. Be honest with you, it wasn't exactly the words that's on the page either that I heard it.
Bless you, Lord.
They get the fluid and bubble up on the inside.
Amen.
Look right here, come alive.
Amen.
They got the movie.
Listen.
And wasn't that it come alive off from here all together? It come alive from what something he put in here.
Yeah.
And it is alive. I just got to shake her up a little bit sometimes.
Bless you.
You get a snow globe, all that stuff that's in that snow globe that floats around and all in there. It settles down there in the bottom. You want to turn it upside down and shake it around a little bit. Get it stirred up. And things get to moving around. You see what it's supposed to look like. It just looks like just something sitting there if you don't shake it around. If you don't turn the little dial on it. Thank God if you want to see something, shake it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Set it down, see what it does. I'm glad the Lord shakes me up a little bit.
Yeah.
Stir up. The Bible says stir up your pure mind.
Amen.
Now thank God he stirs me up every once in a while. Shakes me around. Flips me upside down every once in a while. Thank God just to let some stuff start floating around again that I can grab a hold of.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
I remember when I first started preaching, Brother Johnson, it felt like I'd walk outside, look at a leaf on a tree, get a message.
Oh, yeah.
See a blade of grass, boy, it just seemed like Lord just flow all over me. I've been preaching, 12, 13, 14 years, somewhere around in there now. It don't do like that anymore.
Yeah.
Every once in a while it does. Sometimes it takes Lord just taking me and flipping me upside one down the other. Thank God and let some stuff start floating. I can see some.
You
got to dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
I ain't just satisfied with just scraping off the top as much as I used to. Thank God I got to get something in there that gives me some luster, something I can chew on, something that gives me some strength to go down the road.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's like that. I'm glad he'll let you eat, let you see as much as you want to see.
Yeah.
If you just want to see the. Just a little plaster on the wall and just eat a little of the milk that he gives out. He'll let you have that.
Sure.
Thank God if you want to dig deep and you want to get a hold of some good, rich things of the Lord, you want to see into some things you ain't never saw. He said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness, let him ask me.
Amen.
He shall be filled. While we stand, sing a verse of some song.